Welcome back to the Bryan Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, on Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryan Park, on Dasher, on Dancer, on Donner, once the contract is worked out, on Blitzen. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, when a reporter becomes part of the story they're covering, talking with Celia Duggar of the New York Times about covering the story in Zimbabwe. Before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Thousands of Chinese earthquake victims are fleeing possible floods. The quake triggered landslides, which could change river flows in a dangerous way. More than 200 rescue workers have already been buried in a mudslide. China is in 3 days of national mourning. They've suspended the Olympic torch relay. Those who survived still have a tough road ahead. NPR's Robert Siegel has more on that from Chengdu.
It's estimated that there are more than 4 million people in Sichuan province who are at least temporarily homeless because of the earthquake. And what you see now, I saw one in the city of Mianzhu, which is about 50 miles north of Chengdu, the big city that we're in, where the army has established a tent city on an old sports arena. Row after row of blue disaster emergency tents. I make them out to be about 12 foot by 8 foot each. And in these tents are people from miles around whose villages were crushed during the earthquake. They live now, 12, in one case I heard, 20 to a tent.
NPR's Robert Siegel reporting from Chengdu. A hopeful sign for aid workers in Myanmar. The military government let the UN's humanitarian chief in to tour the cyclone wreckage. The UN Secretary General will go there later this week. The UN's been pushing for more access to the Southeast Asian nation, previously known as Burma. Despite the high-level visits, the country is still mostly closed to foreign aid workers. Word of a limited deal between Microsoft and Yahoo, and after repeatedly saying it no longer wants a Yahoo takeover, Microsoft now says it could change its mind in the future. More on this story from NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle.
Microsoft is not where it wants to be in the online advertising business, which Google dominates. A deal of some sort with Yahoo could help Microsoft earn more online dollars. The Wall Street Journal reported in its Monday edition that Microsoft has proposed a deal to Yahoo related to ads that run next to internet search results. Both companies issued statements yesterday acknowledging they'd been in contact. The Microsoft-Yahoo deal is designed in part to thwart a similar arrangement between Google and Yahoo that's been in the works for weeks.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting from Seattle. To sports, where the NBA is one step closer to the finals. In the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers to advance to the conference championship. They'll take on the Detroit Pistons. That series starts Tuesday. In the West, the New Orleans Hornets take on the San Antonio Spurs tonight in the deciding Game 7. The winner plays the LA Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. In NHL action, the Pittsburgh Penguins are the first team to the Stanley Cup Finals. They beat the Philadelphia Flyers last night. Pittsburgh now waits for the winner of the Western Conference Championship. Tonight, the Detroit Red Wings visit the Dallas Stars. Detroit leads that series 3-2. That's your news and that's your sports. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.